issues that deal with separation of church and state can be highly complex. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Joe Rene Formicola, professor of political science at Seton Hall University, profiles legal dilemmas faced by the Catholic Church.
A grand power struggle has been going on between church and state in this country due to the Catholic clerical sexual abuse scandal. My 10 years of research reveal a pattern of legal actions that changed the sacred-secular relationship due to two main issues, the management of clergy and the administration of church finances. At the beginning of the crisis, civil authorities increased the use and scope of their subpoena powers to investigate accused pedophile priests. Grand juries demanded access to clerical personnel and medical records, as well as the right to depose high-ranking members of the hierarchy. In response, church lawyers filed lawsuits claiming that civil authorities had violated canon or church law by intruding into their religious internal affairs. Other legal challenges arose over diocesan bankruptcies during the decade as well, because church finances were hobbled by clerical sexual abuse claims. Case law shows that church leaders feared state control over their real estate holdings, such as schools and hospitals, as well as charitable donations. State legal actions, however, have been upheld overwhelmingly in American courts. In essence, most of their decisions were based on the legal principle that there is a compelling state interest to protect the welfare of children. As a result, the Catholic hierarchy has had to recalibrate its power relationship with American civil authorities. It has had to capitulate to civil law in matters of criminal allegations and the punishment of convicted priests, and accept the civil, financial consequences of bankruptcy in clerical sexual abuse settlements.
That was Joe Rene Formicola of Seton Hall University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
We're church and state, and we need to separate. Because we're all up on each other, and we're hurting one another, and it's causing hate.